The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed, Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Greetings. This is Steve Selyards, the author of the GA Junkie, and here are some Presbyterian history notes for the week of June 7th. Sunday, June 7th, today in 1780, was the murder of Hannah Caldwell during the Battle of Connecticut Farms in Springfield in New Jersey. As part of a British Army advance that was eventually repulsed, Hessian troops shot Hannah at the parsonage and burned the building. Hannah's husband, the Reverend James Caldwell, was active and prominent in support of the Continental Army, and reports circulated that Hannah may have been shot in retaliation for his actions. A news story a week later about her death helped bolster support for the American cause. Hannah's death is noteworthy enough in local history to be depicted on the seal of the County of Union. Monday, June 8th. George Hale was born on this day in 1812. He was the pastor in Pennington, New Jersey for 30 years. He then had took up the position of Secretary of the Presbyterian Board of Relief for 15 years. He was the secretary of the board for the old school side, and with the old school and new school reunion, the decision was made to retain both secretaries to jointly administer the fund. Hale also served as secretary of the trustees of Princeton Seminary for a number of years and served on other national Presbyterian boards. Tuesday, June 9th. On this day in 1837, a meeting of what would become the new school PCUSA branch was held at a church in Philadelphia. Those in attendance discussed how to respond to the actions of the 1837 PCUSA General Assembly when four synods in western New York and northern Ohio were ruled ineligible to join the assembly. This meeting and the exclusion led to the establishment of the new school branch. Wednesday, June 10th. Today is the centennial of the birth of Ruth Bell Graham. She was born in China to Presbyterian medical missionaries L. Nelson Bell and Virginia Bell. She met Billy at Wheaton College, and they were married soon after graduation. Ruth raised the family near her parents in Montreat, North Carolina, where she wrote several books. She was active in her Presbyterian church there in Montreat, including teaching Sunday school. Thursday, June 11th. In 1640, the Scottish National Covenant was approved by the Scottish Parliament 2 years after the initial signing in 1638. That was followed by distribution of copies across Scotland for local signings. Friday, June 12th. On this day in 1643, both houses of the English Parliament passed an act titled Ordinance for an Assembly of Divines to Settle the Doctrine of the Church. The act went into effect without the assent of King Charles I, and with this act, the Westminster Assembly of Divines was created. Saturday, June 13th. Today marks the birth in 1780 of George Bourne. He was raised and trained in England before moving to America. He first worked as a news editor and author in Baltimore, before serving as a pastor in Virginia. While there, he saw the realities of slavery and began speaking out that it was a sin and withholding communion from slaveholders. He presented a strong anti-slavery resolution to the 1815 PCUSA General Assembly. His presbytery soon after that removed him from ministry because of his stand, and the removal was upheld on appeal to the 1818 General Assembly. He lived in New England and Canada for a few years after that, before settling in New York City and returning to journalism. He helped to found the American Anti-Slavery Society and is credited with originating the call for immediate emancipation without compensation. Thanks for joining me here on the EAR podcast. Stay safe in these times, and I look forward to joining you again next week.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread His good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you. and may His glory shine upon you.